Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. And $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
You're on The Bert Show.
Jen, you can help me with a problem here.
What's up?
So my wife, Stacy, is smoking again. And I have embraced the thought that pressuring her is not going to make her stop smoking. She is going to smoke until she is ready to stop.
Mm-hmm.
I have embraced that now. So there's no more pressure, or at least I'm minimizing my pressure as much as I can. And I'm hardly talking to her about it at all now. She's going through a really stressful time right now. We got some financial stuff going on, some other stuff. So she's lighting up. And I think she's a lot like you in that she quits, goes a long time, man, doesn't smoke. And then it just takes a little bit of stress, or it takes going out one night with some friends. She gets that cigarette in the mouth, man, and it one becomes two, becomes three, and all of a sudden,
it is that
smoking every day.
Yeah, it is that crutch that's easy to fall back on, and then you pick up the habit right all over again.
And I even see her beating up herself over it every single day. Like, I've heard her say that it's so disgusting. Like, you guys were having a smoke the other night, and you, I guess, were in a really smoke-filled room. And she walked out of there, and she's like, I hate the way I smell right now. I just wanted out of the room. I hate it, I hate it, I hate it.
I don't want the smoke in my clothes. I want it in my lungs.
But she keeps going back. Like, to a non-smoker, it doesn't make any logical sense to me, but I understand what she's going through. So I'm not pressuring her anymore, okay? However, I just think it's so gross, y'all. I mean, it's just, it's so gross. And it just doesn't affect her. Like, when she's outside smoking on the porch or whatever, right? And she's wearing one of my jackets. When she comes back in the house, now I put that jacket on later and it smells like smoke. When she comes back in the house and I go to give her a kiss, I can smell the smoke in her hair. When she's walking around now, I can just smell it, you know? So my question, I'm not even sure what my question is. Like, I know she's going through a tough time and I know she's smoking. But as the non-smoker in the house, am I allowed to set up some rules on how she can smoke around the house?
Oof.
Yeah, I don't even know how to approach it.
Good luck.
I think that depends on...
Guard your camel toe.
You know, I honestly feel like it depends on the person, you know, because in some situations, it would make you want to smoke less if you knew it was grossing somebody out, that you wanted to not be grossed out by you. But in other ways, it could make you rebel against it. You know, and say, well, screw you. You're not telling me what to do.
How do I address it without making it sound like I'm pressuring her to stop smoking? Because I really am not. I just don't want to see it, and I don't want to smell it, and I just don't. I sort of want to just turn the other cheek. But that's really hard with smoking because it reeks.
No matter how many times or how good people smokers think they are at hiding their cigarette smoking, you'll never not be able to smell it.
I don't know about that. I know somebody that's hid it from their spouse for a very long time.
I don't believe that. I think there's
unless the spouse is turning the other cheek and doing the same thing I'm doing now, maybe.
Yep.
So what do I do? How do I approach it?
I don't know because I really feel like it. it's an individual couple kind of thing, because I wouldn't want to tell you to point, because my original thought was, well, point it out to Stacey. Just say something like, you know, would you mind not wearing my jacket when you go out, because I don't want it to smell like smoke when I wear it later. Like, I think that's a very reasonable request, and that wouldn't be something that would upset me. I would feel embarrassed. I would be like, oh my God, I'm so sorry I wore your coat. But in your situation, in your relationship, she might be like upset about that. Like, God, Bert is just nagging and nagging and nagging at me. So I don't know what her response is going to be. And I think it depends on where she is in the stage of wanting to quit or not wanting to quit or not caring or caring, or, you know what I mean? It's just such a different thing. I mean,
and I have a history of nagging her about it. And the so non-nagging probably stopped just a couple months ago.
So she may throw everything you say about it into the nagging category, you know?
Are the holidays the wrong time to even bring it up? Bring it up.
I mean, I think it just depends on the person and depends on their own personal struggle with it. But I mean, you're right in that she's only going to be able to do it herself, that she's going to have to come up with it on her own. And I don't know in what ways that you can give her examples or encouragement or advice or direction or anything at all. I mean, I think.
What would you be open to? Let's say it was you. Let's say it was you. And you had a boyfriend who just is so anti-smoking in every way, shape, or form. What could he say to have you bring your guard down?
You know, it's tough. Probably that it was gross. Probably that it grossed him out. Like
that doesn't put the wall up for you?
That he wouldn't want to kiss me because it smelled like that.
She already knows that, though. I don't know what to do.
I think you should start kissing Jen. Until you're only going to kiss Jen until...
Great idea.
That's why I didn't ask you, Jeff.
Just trying to help.
Good morning, Sue. You're on Q100. Hey.
Hey, how you doing?
Okay, how are you?
I'm all right. I'm a non-smoker, never have been. But does your wife only smoke outside? She does not smoke in your house, correct?
No.
Oh, well, that's good. And my other suggestion was for you to buy her a box of commits for the holidays and wrap them up for her.
What are commits?
They help you quit smoking.
See, I don't want, that's not my intention here. My intention is not to force her or suggest that this is the time for her to not smoke. I'm embracing the idea that, look, she's not capable of doing it right now.
She's not, but you know what? When you're a non-smoker and somebody is smoking, it is disgusting.
I know that, but
I know you love your wife.
I mean, it's a deal breaker for me and Katie, and she knows that. Because Katie and I are both former smokers, and I think Katie's far more tempted than I am, and I would leave her if she started smoking again.
No, you wouldn't.
Yes, I would. I absolutely would.
You would give up the entire relationship.
Yes, I would.
If she started smoking again.
Yes, I would.
Really?
That's your line in the sand.
Because my health is far more important than her smoking. I'm not going to tiptoe around her. She knows that.
Now, keep in mind, Stacey's not smoking anywhere where I'm smelling the smoke off the cigarette. It's just on her clothes, in her hair, in her mouth, on a jacket that we're sharing, in her car when I borrow the car.
No, I love Katie, but it comes down to health for me. And if she disregards hers, then she can't be with me, who has to constantly be concerned about mine.
Good morning, Lynn. You're on Q100.
Good morning. Love the show.
Thank you.
I just wanted to tell you that there is this new drug that they've got out, and it's called Chantix, Chantix. And this drug works.
Yeah, you guys are having a harder time accepting this concept than I am now, and this is happening in my own house. I don't want to make any suggestions to her that now is the time for her to stop. I'm okay with that. What I'm asking is, how does a non-smoker live with a smoker? What can you say to have them have zero trace that they're smoke around the house?
It's smoking courtesy. So what do you do for somebody who doesn't?
It's weird
tough
question.
I don't know.
I know the answer. I think you should tell her to try hypnosis.
I suggested that to her.
You should try the hypnosis so you don't smell cigarette smoke anymore.
I don't see anything coming in that has a really good, everybody is making suggestions on how to get her to stop smoking, but that's not what I'm, my intention.
You probably should be asking who has successfully had a relationship where one's a smoker and one's not.
Yeah.
And I don't know of any.
If you have a friend who's hiding it from their spouse, why don't you go to the friend who's successfully hiding it and say, what are you doing?
Serious.
Right.
That might be the answer right there.
It's the solution.
Hey, Amy, good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning. Hi. But I just want to say I think it's great, the place that you're in now. And sometimes it's not so much maybe what we say, but what we do. And
if you're going to release a lot of the pressure off of her, she may put the pressure on herself because she's frustrated, she's disgusted by it. But when you're pressuring her, all of that stuff gets anger toward you, but right. you're releasing it, so now she can deal with it, and you'll support her, and you'll still care about it, but you're not going to put it on her because you know she's doing what she can. So then she may just get sick of it and pressure herself to stop.
Smokers have this weird love-hate relationship with smoking.
Yes.
I've never seen anything like it before. She loves it. I mean, in 1 week she'll tell me, you know why I'm not giving up smoking? Because I like it so much. Those words have come out of her mouth.
Really?
Yes. And the next week she's like, I hate smoking. Mm-hmm. I absolutely hate everything about it.
Mm-hmm.
So like, if you have any suggestions, go ahead and email me, q100atlanta.com.
Listen, it's The Burt Show.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. And $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money.